You wouldn't understand it anyway, replied the priest, whose patience was running thin. He asked the housekeeper to take the remaining books and toss them out into the courtyard. His request did not fall on deaf ears, for she was happier to feed the flames than devote herself to her daily weaving. Seizing 8 books in her arms, she hurled them from the window, but in her haste she dropped one at the barber's feet. He read its name aloud, The Story of the Famous Knight Tirant LeBlanc. Good God, the priest exclaimed, Tirant LeBlanc, give it here, my friend, for by my faith it is a veritable gold mine of delight. No finer book was ever made. Here knights eat at tables, lie down to sleep, and even die in their own beds with their last wills and testaments, all described in remarkable style. If you don't believe me, take it home and read it for yourself. I will, the barber said, but what about these other little books? These, replied the priest, picking up the first one in the stack, are books of poetry, not chivalry. There's no need to burn them, for they're completely harmless. Their only purpose is to feed the soul.